Hi, this is Tony from Nikko Cover Magazine. I'm speaking to Werner Bosman, the CEO of PPS Short-Term Insurance. Werner, welcome, and thank you for taking the time to talk to me.
Thank you very much, Tony.
We're talking short-term insurance, and especially PPS short-term insurance. Maybe you can just give us a brief overview of how PPS short-term insurance fits into the larger PPS business, because it's been around for a while, but it's only recently been formally introduced into the business.
Certainly, Tony. So just to give some context, the PPS short-term insurance is 100% owned subsidiary of PPS Insurance Company. So we recently bought back our share from Santam. They used to own 49% of our business. And they were instrumental in helping us to set up the business and a key strategic partner for us. But it is now 100% owned by PPS Insurance Company. So in terms of the business was launched in 2016, and that's when we got our underwriting license. And although we are fairly new, we are really looking to become a major contributor to the PPS profit pool in time. So we're really starting to show good signs of that. Then in line with our PPS ethos, we exclusively insure graduate professionals, and we offer home, car, commercial, and professional indemnity insurance that is tailored for the graduate professional.
Yes. Obviously, PPS short-term insurance, one of your benefits is that you fit into the bigger professional market. So maybe you can just give us an idea as to what are the main drivers of your business over the next 12 months as you see it as part of the group.
Yes, certainly. So for the moment, because we are small, we only penetrate about 1% of the professional market in the short-term space. So there is massive upside for us to grow into that base. The professional market is around the 650,000-700,000 members in South Africa. So for us, it's really targeting that market from a short-term perspective as well. So we've built our business around, a proper strategy, and we've got five key strategic themes that support that. Now, quickly just talk around those. The first one is around building a differentiated value proposition for our members and intermediaries that really aligns with the PPS concept of mutuality. And there we are looking at things like a mobile app is going to be launched fairly shortly. We are going to introduce a private client service model for our members because most of them are used to the private banking type service from their banks. And so we are going to introduce that for our members as well. And then we're also looking at various other items that will enrich the value proposition for our members. Our second real focus area is around building a multi-channel distribution capability. And this is really about creating a multi-channel center of excellence, which is regarded as a channel of choice for PPS members and for our brokers as well. Thirdly, it's really around building a superior claims and service experience that our members deserve. When a claim happens, I think our members don't want to worry about, if it's a valid claim, we are going to pay that claim. So I think our members don't want to worry about, are we going to honor that claim? So that's a key focus for us, and also the experience around that claim. How do we treat our member when that unforeseen circumstance happens? Mm-hmm. Our fourth focus area is just around efficiency and automation within our business. So that's really a focused approach on driving efficiency and automation across the value chain in our business. And then fifthly, we're not going to do this without our people and a great culture that supports that. So our fifth theme is around just building a fantastic culture in our business that supports the service to our members. And it supports our strategy.
Yes. Obviously, the professional market is a market that understands, the role of advice, et cetera. So from a PPS perspective, in terms of your distribution model, what is your strategy with regards to brokers and their role in this advice process?
Oh, thanks for the question, Tony. So I think the brokers is definitely a very key part of our distribution channel to our members. And for us, it's really about how do we serve our members through their channel of choice. So I think a portion of our members do opt to deal directly with us, but there is a significant portion that deals through brokers as their trusted advisors. So for us, it's really around, irrespective of the channel that the customer or the member chooses, is how do we create an exceptional customer journey for them throughout that process.
Mm. So, I mean, that's where technology and mobile, et cetera, comes in, and you spoke earlier on about an application. Maybe you can just give us a little bit of your thought on technology and what role it will play in your business in the future.
definitely, Tony. So I think, as I mentioned, so for us, it's really around how do we serve our members through their channel of choice. And it is key for us to innovate and adapt constantly in order to provide our members with the service that they deserve and want. So technology enables us to understand and serve our members in a way that was never previously possible. So I think data gives us a lot more insight and clarity around our members, what they want and how they behave. And it also allows us to do risk calculations based on personal data now as opposed to group profile data. So I think it's going to become a lot more a service and a risk underwriting for an individual member. And I think that will definitely give a lot of value to members on how they manage their risks. Mm-hmm. So I think from my perspective, it's more a question of how these channels, you know, if you look at direct versus broker, supplement each other in order to create a great customer experience. And how do we use technology really to lift the insight we have on our members and provide more granular support and service to our members?
Mm. That's great. I mean, technology, definitely, I can see with every conversation that I have, is a main theme in ensuring great customer service. So definitely only the customer can benefit greatly. Werner, thank you very much for your time. It was great chatting to you, and wish you good luck for the year to come. As I spoke to Isaac earlier, hopefully the elections brings us some positivity for the year to come. Thank you, Werner. Have a nice day.
Thanks a lot.
Cheers.
Goodbye.
Bye. Bye.